Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service, Wednesday Night Net. Your net control station this evening is Kilo Delta 8, India, India Bravo. My name's Kevin, and I'm located in Grove City. That meets each Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this frequency with a backup repeater frequency of 444.275 megahertz. And the purpose of this net is to conduct Franklin County ARS business and to discuss amateur radio topics related to public service and emergency communications. Evening each month, we hold an in-person meeting. Our next meeting will be held on May 16th, that's Wednesday, May 16th, at the Franklin County Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, located at 5300 Strawberry Farms Boulevard in Northeast Columbus. And the meeting time is at 7:30 p.m. Calling the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service, Wednesday Night Net. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcome and encouraged to check in. And when checking in this evening, please provide your call sign clearly and phonetically. Please also provide your name, and a PL tone of 94.8 hertz is required to access this repeater system. Now I'll take check-ins from any stations having emergency or priority traffic for the net. Please call. I'll now take the check-ins from stations that have Franklin County ARS business or announcements or bulletins for this evening's net. Please call KD8IIB.
KA8RLC, Kilo Alpha 8, Romeo Lima Charlie, Cal.
November 8, Yankee Mike Tango.
KA8RLC Cal and NAYMTJ, and of course I will have my usual net Wednesday night net announcement. Any other stations with announcements or bulletins? I'll take check-ins using the quadrants divided by Interstate 70 and 71. Any stations in the northeast quadrant, north of I-70 and east of I-71, please call KD8IIB.
This is KD8YFW, KD8 Yankee Foxtrot Whiskey.
Number 8, Papa Victor Charlie John.
Kilo Delta 8, Tango Tango Echo, Matthew.
Delta 8, Sierra, Yankee, Papa, Bob.
Kilo Delta 8, Romeo, Tango, Papa, John.
KD8YFW, Terry, NA-PVC, John, KD8TTE, Matthew, KD8SYP, Bob, and KD8RTP, John. Any other stations, Northeast Quadrant. Move down to the southeast quadrant, stations south of I-70 and east of I-71. Please call.
Mike Whiskey. Mike.
Couple seconds, but no audio. Try again.
Alpha Bravo 8 Mike Whiskey. The name is Mike.
Got you, Mike. The beginning of your call sign got cut off, though. Press the mic and hold it for a second before you talk. Give me that prefix again.
Roger. It's Alpha Bravo 8, Mike Whiskey.
Mike, I thought that was it, but rather than flip through the pages, I wanted you to repeat it. AB8MW, got you in there, Mike. Any other stations, southeast quadrant.
Kilo, Echo, 8, Hotel, Tango, Foxtrot.
Echo 8 station that ends in Foxtrot, you were really broken up. Want to improve location or boost power and try again?
Roger, Kilo, Echo, 8, Hotel, Tango, Foxtrot.
A-A-H-T-F, got you in there now. And what's your name, please?
Rick.
Hey, Rick, we got you in there. K-E-8-H-T-F. Any other stations, southeast quadrant. Where's Len and Phil tonight? Okay, let's move over to the southwest quadrant, stationed south of I-70, west of I-71. Please call KD8-IIB.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey, Romeo, W8RWR, Bob.
W8RWR Bob and KB8YMN Mark. Any other stations, southwest?
Kilo Delta 8, Hotel Victor X-ray, KD8HVX, Jim.
Evening, Jim, KD8HVX. Any other tries for the southwest quadrant? And this is the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service, Wednesday Night Net. Let's move on up to the northwest quadrant, stations which are north of 70 and west of 71. Please call now.
November 8, Victor, at Foxtrot, Mark.
Echo 8, Alpha, November, Whiskey, Brian.
Acknowledges NABJF Mark and KE8ANW Brian. After Brian's check-in, we had about 2 seconds of carrier once again. If that was somebody trying to check in, try again. Call for the Northwest Quadrant. Checked in. Now calling any stations inside or outside of Franklin County wishing to check into the Franklin County ARES Wednesday Night Net. Please call. And you do not need to be a member of the Franklin County ARES to participate.
Delta 8, November Victor Sierra, KD8NVS, Tyler.
KD8NVS, Tyler, we got you checked in. Thanks for checking in. Any other stations inside or outside of Franklin County?
This is KD8OFT, that's Kilo Delta 8 Oscar Foxtrot Tango, Daniel, Northeast Quadrant.
Now hold, I got a couple things there. KD8OVF, I believe, Daniel, is that correct?
Oscar Foxtrot Tango,
OFT. Yeah, correct. Kilo Delta 8, Oscar Foxtrot Tango, Daniel. Also, there was a station after Daniel checked in. All we got was a couple bursts of carrier once again. Oh, by the way, Daniel, your signal was real scratchy. But anybody else, inside or outside of Franklin County? Station trying to check in. We just caught a couple little tiny blurbs. Can you increase power or improve location and give us a shot here again in a minute? Anybody out there able to copy the relay? One last call for stations inside or outside of Franklin County. Maybe he has improved location. Still too scratchy. Just caught a couple little wisps of voice, and that was about it. We'll have check-ins again later if you want to try again later. At this time, then we'll go back to those stations that have FCARES announcements. Cal, you want to start it off? K8RLC, KD8IIB.
Thank you, Kevin. Good evening to the net. This is KA8RLC. Upcoming events, obviously, as Kevin said earlier, next week is in person. And then next weekend, we have the Komen Race for the Cure. On Saturday morning, the 19th, still could use about three or four more people to help out. The race isn't starting till 9:45 this year, so we'll be able to get an extra hour of sleep instead of having to be down there at like 6:30, 7 o'clock. We'll probably take it to about 8 o'clock, eating up and working out towards assignments. And otherwise, everything's pretty much the same from past years. I do need to know who's going to be signed up by before the in-person meeting next week so that I can get proper credentials for everybody. Already signed up, please give me a call and let me know what's going on. After that, Jay's on here, so I'll let him talk about the BT5K in June. And then the end of June is the old day, and we'll save that for the in-person next week. Unless there's any questions, Kevin, I'll give it back to you. KA8RLC.
Thanks, Kevin. Just to verify, you do have Holly and I and Denny on that list, right?
That is affirmative.
Okay, thanks, Cal. AYMT, Jay, you want to go ahead with your announcement?
Oh, somebody stole my thunder. good evening, everybody, and that. Thanks, Kevin. I'm going to get a couple things all at once here. One, I did miss the past nets since the last event, and I just wanted to relay to everybody that did help me out with the Step Up for Stephanie's 5K in Grandview. thanks that we had from the head coordinator and the assistant coordinator. She came out and met some of the folks out there and was really pleased with our presence. So I just wanted to convey that out to everybody. Additionally, yes, Saturday, June 2nd, I have the BT5K. That is the Brain Tumor 5K walk. This would be the third year I've had it. I'm definitely wanting to get that out to some people. There are some people that work with me with that. I am needing people again for it. So if you would, my call sign, nayt@hotmail.com, if you're interested. Just to get that out there. Otherwise, I'll check in again probably in the next couple nets there. Back to you, Kevin, NAYMT.
Thanks, Jay. Any questions for Jay out there? Now it's time for my usual announcement. As I mentioned, May 16th, next, and Cal mentioned, next week is our in-person. May 23rd, and that will be by Cal, K8RLC. May 30th, W8KWG. June 6th, KJ8AM. June 13th, N8BJF. And June 20th will be the June in-person meeting. The nets are filled up through the end of July, with the exception of July 4th. So next week's meeting, I will try to find somebody to take that. This is the Franklin County ARES Wednesday Night Net. Your net control station this evening is Kilo Delta 8, India, India, Bravo. Jay already gave a recap of, or gave a thanks out to the people that helped out on his event a couple weeks ago. So we'll skip that part of the net. Do you have any stations with any additional business or discussion topics for the net? Please call KD8IIB.
Kilo 8 Oscar, Victor Papa.
EOVP, Frank, I'll mark you checked in, and did you have an announcement?
Well, I just commented, I made it before, but the organizer was not there. I did have problems moving around because I did not have any, I had the T-shirt, but not a official card. So maybe some PDF we could put on the automobiles would help, but would be adequate. But it would have helped there. I was asked to move a couple times at the end. That's it. K8OVP. Sorry for the late.
Be that, Frank, and I imagine Jay made note of that. It does help a lot of times, even if it's just a cardboard sign that says who we are, if you don't have the magnetic signs. So noted.
Let's see.
Go ahead, Jay.
Okay, I must have missed part of that. What was the comment or whatever?
Okay, Frank was broken up a little bit. The gist of it, I believe, and Frank, correct me if I'm wrong, was that he was asked to move a couple times during the event, and he was saying it might be a good idea to have, like, a sign or something up in the window or on the car or something to, you know, say what we were, why we were there or something like that, kind of like we have for the marathon or stuff like that.
Yeah, they would not let me through a couple of the intersections there, KWP.
Well, let me iterate this. That was not notated to me during the event, and I could have took care of that right then and there, because according to directors and everything, we would not have any issues getting anywhere. Just by stating who we are and what we're doing. And yeah, there was a couple times that I had to move folks because we had a couple people that had to leave earlier on. The race was taking longer than anticipated. But thank you for moving and, you know, working with us. But they don't provide any signage for us. I asked about that too. So back to you, Kevin. Anyway, I'm seeing.
Hey, thanks, Jay, for the explanation there. Any other additional business or discussion topics for the net at this time, please call 88-IIB.
Well, just a suggestion, next time tell them if they've got ham radio license plates and a shirt, let them through. KWP.
Anything else, anybody? Take a final round of check-ins for the Franklin County area. Wednesday night net at this time. Please call KD8-IIB.
Whiskey 8 Radio Victor W8RV. Ken, this time I'm on a three-element beam.
ARV, Ken. So I assume that was you trying to check in earlier?
That's correct. I was on an extended rubber ducky over near Don Scott Airport, and I've really never had trouble until the last 6 months or so. Anyway, I came up, plugged the same HT into a three-element beam, and I seem to be getting in. W8RV.
Yeah, you're coming in strong now, Ken. Good idea. Any additional check-ins this evening? With no further business or check-ins, I'll close this session of the Franklin County ARS Wednesday Night Net. Thanks to those who brought announcements and bulletins, and thanks to those who volunteer for our public service events. This is KD8IIB returning the repeater over to normal amateur operation. This is KD8IIB signing clear. Good evening in 73, everybody. KD8IIB, KD8RLC.